Virginia. Joining us now on the line, Joe Persichini, former assistant director in charge of the Washington field office of the FBI, new executive director of National PAL, that's Police Athletics Activity League. Good morning to you, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian. I leave D.C. and all hell breaks loose.
Well, okay. So, I mean, look,
you know
a lot of people who have worked at the FBI. What was Comey's standing within the Bureau? Did he have a lot of support from the rank and file, or were they concerned about some of the things that had happened during the campaign last year?
Well, I think, first of all, the overall support of the employee was good. I think the morale was good. I think the once, you know, he engaged, you know, this July press conference was unprecedented. And then I'm sure people are always asking, well, what box are you in? I'm in the box that he should be fired. He went above and beyond all protocols in that press conference. When you become a field commander, you go for media training. And in that media training, they tell you, you cannot say anything outside the four corners of a charging document. And in this case, unprecedented, there was no charging document, but he goes on to talk about the character and content of an individual. And that's called unauthorized disclosure. And I said this before, I think I said on your radio before, if I was Hillary Clinton, which I'm glad I'm not, but I would have sued them for unauthorized disclosure and defamation of character. That is releasing material in an FBI confidential file when no charging document was brought. That in and of itself, I would have been fired if I did that as head of the Washington field office.
And a lot of people are saying, oh, this is great because now, well, at least Republicans are saying, this is great. They're excited about this because now we can see the case against Hillary and Abedin and Lynch et al. Go forward. That's not going to happen, though, is it?
No. Once that, now again, let's all remember, we wouldn't be in this situation if we didn't have an attorney general
who
gave up her ethics. She made a poor ethical decision meeting with the President of the United States. So the domino was kicked by her. Now, we've all heard these. The reality is a deputy attorney general should have taken her place, and the director of the FBI should have never rendered a prosecutorial decision. That is not the process. So, you know, they got themselves into it. You know, we could sit here and debate whether the Comey believed it was a case or not. You know, we could debate that. Every judge does that. But the fact that he came out and said no, that should have been the end of the sentence.
Okay, so you're of the belief that he should have been fired because you felt it was wrong for him to hold that press conference and enter the fray in the first place. I have always been told there are many within the Bureau who felt that, okay, you laid out this amazing case against Hillary Clinton, and they were upset and angry that you didn't take the next step, which was to bring some kind of prosecution or suggest that there be a prosecution of Hillary Clinton.
Well, you talk about anticlimactic. I mean, everybody listening to that press conference had every belief that at the end of it, he was going to say, well, and we are charging.
And this is what I'm trying to get at, Joe, because, you know, you mentioned that people were upset because he did the press conference in the first place. And then there's a whole other bunch of people within the FBI who are upset because he didn't suggest that there be a prosecution at the end of all of this amazing evidence that he brought forward. I mean, it didn't sound like he had many friends within the department.
Well, I mean, I would love to be part of that discussion when he went over to the Department of Justice and said, oh, by the way, I'm having a press conference to say we're not indicting her. Somebody over there, they're his boss. Somebody over there needed to take a leadership role and say, no, you are not. If you do this, you are violating policy and you should be fired. So there's leadership failure here. This would be an analyst's dream to go through all this. Every case study in America is going to study the scenario for the next 20 years because of failure of leadership.
All right, Joe. So, Joe, we got to leave it right there. But I really appreciate your perspective.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us here this morning.